20.
Huh.
There's a former German POW there who insists that when he was there, he saw Hess there and he saw Crowley there.
Well,
now, this could all be somebody's fantasy.
Uh-huh.
But it may not be, because my suspicion, and you'd have to read the book to figure out, is that there were other people interested in interviewing Hess, and one of them was the man that Crowley was more closely working for, yet another British intelligence agent and occultist by the name of Maxwell Knight.
What a story. For our listeners who don't know, Hess landed in the wrong place in England. There was certainly an anti-war, if not pro-German faction in the British government that wanted nothing to do with a war with Germany, and that was apparently why Hess was sent or volunteered to go. But he landed and was taken prisoner by the wrong group, and that was the beginning of his lifelong incarceration.
He ends up in Churchill's hands, which was exactly where he wanted to be.
No. Fascinating work. It must have been a great journey to do all this. Congratulations, Dr. Richard Spence. I hope the book does extremely well. It fills in many, many critical blanks. We'll talk to you perhaps sometime in the future, sir. Take care.
I hope so. Thank you, and pleasant evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Dr. Richard B. Spence, the chair and professor of history, University of Idaho. Just a remarkable book, Agent, Special Agent 666, Aleister Crowley. Be right back.